ఆత్మ
శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 హౌ టు రీచ్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి.
Mataram,
the mother.
transformation and purpose by His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The personality of religious principles, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull. And he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes, and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows. Please repeat. The personality of religious principles, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull, and he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes, and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows. The bull is the emblem of the moral principle, and the cow is the representative of the earth. When the bull and the cow are in a joyful mood, it is to be understood that the people of the world are also in a joyful mood. The reason is that the bull helps production of grains in the agricultural field, and the cow delivers milk, the miracle of aggregate food values. The human society therefore maintains these two important animals very carefully so that they can wander everywhere in cheerfulness. But at the present moment in this age of Kali, both the bull and the cow are now being slaughtered and eaten up as foodstuff by a class of men who do not know the Brahminical culture. The bull and the cow can be protected for the good of all human society simply by spreading of the Brahminical culture as the topmost perfection of all cultural affairs. By advancement of such culture, the morale of the society is properly maintained, and so peace and prosperity are also attained without extraneous effort. When Brahminical culture deteriorates, the cow and bull are mistreated, and the resultant actions are prominent by the following symptoms. No, that's all right. It's all right. I don't think we can stop there. It's okay. He's reading from Canada.
No, he's translating.
But this only purport, they don't have Canada.
Yeah.
He must be just reading from that. नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण श्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी शिक्षार्थी ओम ज्ञान से ज्ञानांजन कलाकया सक्षिदो गुरुपुण श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनो विष्णु स्थापित येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मंत्रिम कदा स्थापित वांछा गणपतरों में से कृपा के पति का नाम पावन वैष्णव्यो नमो नम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी टू स्पीक टू रीड फ्रॉम एंड स्पीक इन ग्लोरिफिकेशन श्रीमद् भागवतम Srimad Bhagavatam was written down 5,000 years ago. It is a very great scripture. Bhagavatam, Puranam, Amalam is spotless. And it is meant for those who are Nirmatkaranam Satam. Those who are actually without any envy. And they are Paramahamsas. How can we hope to understand Srimad Bhagavatam? Nothing, our qualifications, nothing. Being mind is nothing. It was spoken by no less a person than Sukha Goswami to Dronacharya sages. And Sukha had heard it from Sukadeva, and Sukadeva narrated it to Parikshit. These are great personalities. Just like, suppose there is a discussion between so many Nobel laureates, they are sitting and discussing words from science, give an example. Or even two doctors are speaking about some. Okay? We don't expect to understand because they are experts. Isn't it? We don't presume to understand. So we must think, how can we understand top personalities are speaking amongst each other? And Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking non-stop, 24 hours. They never pause for eating or drinking or anything. And Parikshit is listening. 24 hours and he says, I'm not feeling tired. I'm not missing anything. In fact, I'm only feeling, I'm not hearing enough from you. When we speak Bhagavatam, I'm in some way there. I have to go. Don't know. The Jai Jai Goswami in Ashtapadi begins, he says, Yadi Hari Smarane Harasam Mano. As soon as you think of Krishna, Sarasam Mano, you become so happy. Wow! You see? Then he says, you please touch my deep glory. Otherwise, don't touch. Yadi, if condition is put in. Naturally, people have. Somebody goes and opens the door, the child, you know, son has come, mother says, oh, when did you come? Immediately upon seeing this, Prasanna Vandana. There's so much happiness. So he said, as soon as the mind, Prabhupada said, as soon as, you know, devotee is someone who, as soon as he chants Krishna's name, he's completely immersed in thoughts of Krishna. Spontaneous rati should be there. And the conditioned souls in the material world are so far from it. Material world is always a fallen place. Doesn't make a difference whether it is Kali Yuga or Sati Yuga. It makes no difference. Because Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanis bhavati bharata. Whenever there is a decline in religious principle, I come. And it's coming in Sati Yuga also. It's not that it's coming only in Kali Yuga or Avatar. Every time. You see? So it is all sin based in the material world. Forgetfulness of Krishna is there. It doesn't matter what people do, it's all sinful. There are two kinds of sin. One is called papa, the other is called? What's the other called? Two kinds of sins. One is called pap and the other is called?
Punya.
They are both sins. That's all. They are both sins. Prabhupada explained that, of course, if you are very pious, you will be born maybe in a rich man's family, ruler's family, or whoever it is, not who is rich. And if you are not so pious, you may be born in a rickshawala's family.
But the process of birth is painful in both cases same way. It is not that somebody who takes birth in the womb of a mother in a rich family, he is very nice or he enjoys. No, it is painful. Only the way you experience the pain is different, that's all. Are you going to suffer in a rich lady's womb or are you going to suffer in a poor lady's womb? But suffering is there. Very difficult to see that. Very difficult for people to see that in this material world there is nothing that is good unless it is connected to Krishna. E bhava, e manga, arsha, brahma. This is the beginning of spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. There is no more. Yadati moha kalinam buddhi vipitirishyati tata gandhasa nirvedam shrotavasya sutasvecha. We should simply become completely indifferent to everything. Why? Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means we must first become liberated. First step was liberation. Otherwise no question of devotional service. Brahma bhuta prasannatma madbhaktim labhate param. That's putting the condition. If you become Brahma Bhuta, then you can start my devotional service. None of the words. Otherwise, Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Shalit. So Srila Prabhupada said that this is, the Krishna consciousness movement is a way to arouse our spiritual existence. We should. Sāvara jangama deke na deke sāvara murti. The devotee sees not the creation, the creator. You shouldn't think it's the imagination. I was giving some time ago a class in Berkeley Temple and somebody asked me, how do I know I'm Krishna conscious? When you walk in the street, do you see cars? I said yes. Do you see trees? I said yes. Do you see people? I said yes. Do you see houses? I said yes. Then you are not Krishna conscious. You shouldn't think this. The very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says that this world, although it is an illusion, it appears real only due to you. It's there. People say, but Prabhupada said matter is real, only temporary, right? Matter is real, but material world is false. This is philosophy. Immediately everybody's sense becomes a question mark. Matter is real, it's eternal. For the five principles, God, Ishvara, Jiva, Kala, Karma, and Prakriti, karma has got beginning and end, but the rest four are eternal. So one can even ask, why is it temporary? Matter is real, and it's eternal. The material world is temporary and false. Just like plastic is real, but plastic apple is false. So this material world is made to resemble the spiritual world, but it is not. Plastic is as real as anything else. The point is it cannot serve its function. If you take the apple and eat it, you'll get sick, plastic apple. Similarly, this material creation, although it is made to appear like the spiritual world, same thing, but it cannot serve its function. It cannot serve its function. We must know that very clearly. And this is, you know, beginning of Krishna consciousness. So the Mayavadis are thinking that the end of spiritual life is mukti. But for devotees, it is the beginning. From there, otherwise there is no, Mayavadis think that by controlling the senses they can become liberated. But the Vaishnavas know that when I become liberated I can control my senses. Otherwise how am I going to know? I don't even know the difference between me and my senses. I'm thinking I am the senses, how can I control? Correct? You have a hand with a glove. How are you going to remove that glove? No matter whatever you do, somebody has to come and remove it.
Then there is a question of throwing it from the head of the tree and not using it. We are Dehasma Buddhi. We have got the idea that the self, body is the self. It is not so easy to understand I am not the body. If it was so easy, then why we are not understanding? Correct question or not? Yeah, it is not so easy. Because I am not only not the gross body, but I am also not the subtle body. And therefore that I is the subtle body. So even the thing that is saying I am not the body is cheating us, the mind. The I is coming from the false ego. Sometimes devotees think through false ego I am misidentifying with matter. No, no, no. False ego is the one that identifies with the body. The false ego has got two concepts, aham and mama. It's also science. It's a science. It's a consciousness. It's not a simple thing. We have to constantly hear from those who have actually understood Krishna consciousness. Just like matter, it has got different levels. What is the verse in the Bhagavad Gita which says matter is superior, dull matter is superior? What is that? Indriyani parani ahur. Next line. Nobody knows. No good. Indriyani parani ahur, indriyebhya paramanaha. So, it is not the case that this is that matter, what's the difference? No. This is superior. It has got senses. According to how much talk is going on outside? Besides the translator. Translator is okay. Besides that, so many people are talking. It is different. Science, I don't know. We have to just, we shouldn't imagine that we understand. I mean, it took me a long time. More than 3 decades to figure out that I know nothing and whatever I know is nonsense. It is not, believe me, it is not so easy. See? And that is knowledge, that is not ignorance. I don't know how I can communicate those things. It is not so easy to become realized that I am ignorant. Isn't it? He's not going to say, you know, I really don't know how to solve my question. He doesn't even know such a thing exists. The problem. Of course, the problem is solved, right? He said he cannot say, Vichavala doesn't know, I really don't know how to treat, you know, some cancer. He doesn't even know such a thing exists. He doesn't know what treatment means. But some highly, you know, researcher say, I have not figured out how to treat cancer. This is, he can give a big lecture on it. He's a master. So don't think that to say Ajnana Samudandasya is simply a starting point. It's a very advanced point. We have not come to that. No. In this world, there are so many things that can be learned. How to drive a car, how to eat food, how to brush your teeth, you know, how to play tennis, how to watch cricket, you know, how to go to a movie, how to study, how to have a job. So many things are, you know, unlimited, correct? So it's, and then spiritual knowledge, that's unlimited. So out of all this total knowledge, if you want to put a percentage on what you know, I mean, suppose I say put a small number for you, or on which you know out of what can be known, what would be the number you put? 0.001 only. Only that means 0.001. How much you put?
Something around that.
0.0000001. 0.0000001. That one is the problem. How much you know now, you tell me the correct answer. See, there is nobody who thinks, I know 0.00000000. Then there is no need to put so many points. You just can say 0. The same. By adding so many zeros, nothing is going to be added. You want to add a 1. That's why you keep on adding. That's why Prabhupada said so many zeros make no change. No, it's very important. You have to realize that you don't know. That is a state of knowledge. State of knowledge. Now you realize that you know something, and you keep on going, you realize I know nothing, then you can say really honestly, Om Ajnanatamu. Ajnana means complete ignorance. Zero. Because you realize that everything you know, that so-called knowledge is connected to the subtle body and the gross body. It's all nonsense. I know nothing. I'm just fool. That is the point of beginning of self-realization. The point you realize, I know nothing. It's not a simple thing. Anyway, I lost track. I was saying something else before. What was that?
Matter.
Huh? Matter. What are they saying about that?
Matter is superior.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Exactly. So, it is not that matter is all the same. This is really gross matter, and this is superior to it. So according to modern science, this is made of 112 chemical elements. Hydrogen, nitrogen and all that, whatever they put. Or do I know, people know better. But this body, according to them, is also made of the same elements. But Bhagavatam says, no, they describe the elements differently, and this has got 10 elements. The Panchabhutas and Tanmatras. This has got 20 elements. Panchabhutas, Tanmatras, and the Gyanendriya and Karmendriya. This is superior. So if you take metal rod and hit it, it is not going to feel any pain. But if I hit it, I feel pain because I've got sense of touch. It is feeling pain, the sense of touch, that the interaction has to be. You see, if you hit a material, metal, you can say it is making sound. But when the skin is touching, you have to say it's feeling. Because there I am feeling through the matter. That's rubbish. But that will take long. No. Just like this doesn't move. But a car is a more complex arrangement. It can move. No doubt, unless you turn the key, it won't move. But when you turn, it will move. It will keep moving, not like this. So that's serious arrangement. You have to say the car is moving. Not that, no, car is not moving. Only I am moving through the car. No, you fool, you are not moving. In fact, the car is moving. So we should not think that, oh no, the matter cannot change. Only spirit is enjoying through matter. Nonsense. It's the opposite. We are thinking, I'm putting so much importance on spirit, but actually we are thinking what is spirit is matter. Because if you think my spirit is what's experiencing, it's matter that's experiencing, then now you are correct. Dehatma Buddhi is not so easy to understand. The thing is a little complicated, isn't it? What I'm saying? Well, what is the use? Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanamam Mam Prabhasyate. You have to know these things are there. Otherwise, we simply say, I like to tell stories about Krishna and hear the stories, then it is idea. Third canto, fourth canto, there are thousands of discussions. What is in the cook? Devahuti. Devahuti's father was God. Swayambhu among the incarnation of God. Devahuti's husband had seen God. Devahuti's son was God. It's very difficult to get more qualification than that. You see, surrounded by God on all sides. An ordinary personality. And she was hearing about matter. And Prabhupada says in the second quarter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj's inquiry, he says that for conditioned souls, it's
very, very important that they first understand the Supreme Reality. Totally. Otherwise, you won't even know where to go. You are given a map and you don't know where you are, where, how will you go? So our position in the material world must be understood. That's why these things are all described. Am I making sense or not? Right? So, correct or wrong? So maybe mistakes can just correct immediately. So the point is, Krishna consciousness, this great, and Kapila Muni says in the third canto, we have to constantly hear for a long time. Believe me, I mean, when you realize you are a fool, it is something fantastic. Great, you are becoming ecstatic. Really, that's a great position of knowledge. Not so simple. You cannot prove your ignorance. See? Except by causing destruction. Suppose I want you to prove that you are not a doctor. How you can prove? You can prove that you are a doctor. You can treat somebody. So the only thing you have to say, see, I will treat somebody, he'll die. These days that's not even a proof. People may think you are a doctor. You see? So you must know there is a difference between ajnana, avidya and vidya. Ajnana is complete ignorance. Avidya is knowing, I don't know. A doctor looks at an x-ray and he says, I don't know, I have to ask another doctor opinion. That means he understands, and if you ask him why you can't decide, he will explain. There are this indication, that counter-indication, that I cannot decide. And then a doctor knows. So, avidyamsa vidyamsa, you have to know both. For this is avidya, to realize that I do not know what I think I know. And the what I need to know, I don't even know that I don't know. It's a great process, Krishna consciousness. We have to hear very carefully. I was so fool, number one, I was thinking that Prabhupada has written all these books in English. Can you imagine that? I'm sure you don't think like that, right? Isn't it? This Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita in English, I thought only. I don't think you are thinking like that, isn't it? Did you think the Prabhupada wrote it? I was such a fool, I was actually thinking like that. Prabhupada has written Bhagavad Gita in English naturally. Can you imagine that? No, it's not written in English. I was such a fool, I didn't know. I was such a fool, I thought Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit. Can you imagine that? No, really, I actually realized it. Because it is like, you see, if I bring you an advanced textbook, you know, mathematics, quantum field theory, is there. It appears like a book written in English, but an English professor cannot read and understand it. No way, because he doesn't know the subject. You follow? It's a technical language which looks like English, but it's not English. Have you had experience of that or not? All the time you studied in school, you must have had that experience. Yeah. Are you following or not? Advanced textbook on medicine. You can't say it's an English book, give it to me, I can understand. No, people will laugh at you. Unless you're a doctor, you cannot understand. So you have to know the scientific subject matter. This is not written in English. The subject matter is what? Bhakti. Or as they say in Vikram, it's Bhakti. Right? Bhakti is written. So unless you know Bhakti, you can't understand this book. It's not an English language, but I used to think it was in English. I'm sure none of you thought like that. That is the meaning of coming to knowledge. So if you ask, I don't think there is a single person now who would have been thinking in a written language. I'm not saying single person, I'm sure that family. But when I discovered it, I was amazed.
Are you following?
So, if you read a medical book like an English book and explain how foolish you appear, isn't it? Suppose somebody says the cancerous cell growth is actually something toxic and blah blah blah. Okay, but you don't know the meaning. You read a mathematics book, it says Hilbert space is an infinite dimensional vector space in which you know the norm is defined in the space. So you understand some words, Hilbert space, space, norm, defined, you know. But after that what? You understand it? You'll be bah, bah, bah. So I used to go an afternoon, bah, 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 bah. And people came and said, oh, I heard the first of his breath, I became a devotee. There are many people who said that. And said, it is impossible, because I have not become a devotee. How do you become a maybe after hearing me, you did become a devotee, but don't blame me for that. That was your own mistake, my no, no. It's not supposed to work. What I mean to say is, okay, I am also Krishna. Not the other. We have to get to the next stage. So there is something called linear knowledge, and there is something called complementary knowledge. These are all basic things that people don't know. I realize. And I realize, my God, no, no, if I generally, my, people generally say, well, there's no use in listening to that first class, because at the end of it, you come out thinking you don't know anything. I said, that means I succeeded. I listened to that first class and he says that, you know, these books are not even written in English. It's a technical language. It is. But that's why Gopal kept on saying Krishna consciousness is a science. So we must have humility. Humility is very difficult to come by. Very difficult to come by. Just like Srila Prabhupada said that, just he gave the example, a child, right? If the child hears from the father, this is a microphone, and says it's a microphone, the knowledge is perfect. Correct? He's now not going to shake his head for anything. I answered once. I don't even know why it happened. I learned from I'm a fool. My thing, I became more happy. So my job is not to tell people you are. I'm really saying I'm a fool, and I've learned that. And I am now thirsty for learning more and more how I'm a fool. I'm telling you, it's not a simple thing at all. Don't think I'm just. I can up the ante more, but let's go on. So the point is. What did Prabhupada say when he said the child says it's a microphone and you repeat you're perfect? What does it mean? So, I'm repeating I'm not the body, I'm perfect? That's one way of thinking. And that is not very humble. And I also used to think that I'm just repeating. Prabhupada said this, we are all speaking. But, another way to understand the same example, which came to me at least after many decades, is that actually Prabhupada is indicating indirectly that I'm a fool. Then Prabhupada said, not indirectly, but directly. Because I misunderstood, it appeared indirectly. So that was another thing. No, Prabhupada's example is really that if the child goes and tells somebody it's a microphone, that's wonderful. And the other person says, oh, it's a microphone, very nice, what does it do? And he doesn't know. Let's run back to the father. So he said, what does it do? Father says, okay, you tell him that it amplifies sound. Then child goes and says, it amplifies sound. Say, oh, wonderful, what does amplification mean? Oh, I don't know. We are in that position. when the child says it's a microphone, the father knows what the child said is right, not the child. The child doesn't even know what it's saying because it is ignorant. That is another meaning of this example. So Prabhupada is saying, therefore Prabhupada said, what will your preaching for 3 hours do? Let them read one word from my book, they will become perfect. That's why Prabhupada said, even if all the temples go, and even if all the devotees go, my books will say nothing. So the meaning of actually distributing Srila Prabhupada's books actually means we have to understand what is the significance. But if by reading those books we have ourselves not come up to a platform of knowing our full, then what's the use? That's a platform of knowledge, never mistake it. High-class knowledge. Because a person who is ignorant cannot prove his ignorance, but a person who is an avidya can prove he is an avidya. That's the difference. That's what I was saying. Vrishavala cannot say, you know, I have not solved the quantum measurement problem. He doesn't even know that anything exists. But if you go to a physics professor, he can explain, yeah, it is not solvable. Because it's completely not different from classical physics. There's got an H-bar, we don't know its significance. There are so many interpretations, Copenhagen interpretations there, non-local collapse, that's not satisfactory. Even the theories are there, but they are also non-local, that's not satisfactory. Decoherence is there, but I don't know how the decoherence occurs. It's just so many meanings. Don't think, I'm repeatedly saying, avidya is not a simple platform. You can preach from ignorance, you can preach from avidya, you can preach from vidya. You have to decide where you are. So Krishna consciousness means we have a great responsibility to the world. Prabhupada said we are not UPS service. In America, parcel service is called UPS. In India, what is it called?
DHL.
We are not DHL. So because DHL, when he delivers a package box, you get it, you say, what is in the box? You say, I don't know. You open and find out. He is not to know. So Prabhupada, we are not like that, that we deliver a book and they say, what is in the book? We say, we don't know, you read. Why are you? No! We should know what is in the book. And if I have read the book thinking it is English, and what's my value? Some value is there, but I mean one thing. So linear knowledge is material knowledge. You always add something. Okay, Einstein may know more than me, but some things that Einstein knows, I also know it's the same. 1 plus 1 equal to 2. Everything, even Einstein, I know. You can argue like that. No, but sometimes here's an example. But we can never so easily understand Prabhupada's examples. They don't mean what they mean because we are little proud. Like Prabhupada said, you know, as soon as you say, your repeating is perfect. But what does it mean? So linear knowledge increases, accumulates. Complementary knowledge is, you suddenly get a knowledge from which point, whatever you knew before is completely nonsense. It means it's irrelevant. Like, if we were all in the material world, we are learning this and that and studying, and when we read Prabhupada's books, when we read, right, we realize, my God, whatever we know before is meaningless. That's complementary. That cannot be one time. That's happened all the time in spiritual life. It's okay. What is this? Why don't you argue from there?
Kannada
class? But he is talking even when I stop.
It takes time for understanding and getting. You just hear it. When you stop, you
understand. Okay. I'm just joking. You see, I mean, this is all this before we come to the slow path proper. I'm just still on the runway. No, but these are all things that I complementary knowledge is what it is. So when someone is in a complementary knowledge, you see, our knowledge is irrelevant. There is no discussion. There is only one way traffic.
whatever is, because whatever we know has become useless. Just like if somebody knows, this book means, I know what this book is, I've got knowledge about this book, what does it say? Well, I know it is about 3.5 inches tall, it is 9 inches, you know, wide, maybe it's, you know, 6 inches this way, and it weighs about 120 grams. And that's also knowledge, but if someone else knows it is Bhagavatam, that is complementary knowledge. So when a person who knows this Bhagavatam is speaking, he is not sharing knowledge with us. Whatever we know about this physical dimension is a waste. That's the meaning of Shabda. Shabda has got so many levels. From the viewpoint of one who knows this Bhagavatam, the Shabda you produce, that this has got this much weight, this, it is noise. So Shabda, that's what Allah Kapila says, Shabda is that which conveys information. And that depends on the person. Somebody is speaking Chinese and you don't know anything, it is noise. But if you know Chinese, it is Shabda. You see? You hear classical music, if you don't know anything, it looks like, what is he doing? But someone who knows says, oh wow, so beautifully inside. Malkol Shah. It's there. So quality of Shabda we have to improve. Cannot be the same. So, the test of Shabda is that it should give you information, knowledge. Are you following? Making sense or no? Waste of time. No, it's very important, quality of Shabda. So, Shabda Brahman. So, Vedas, everybody can chant, listen, but Shabda has to come there. So, Bhagavatam also, the actual, you have to churn it. Those who know, they churn it. So, therefore, it is, I remember long time ago, you know, maybe in the early 80s, once I was going in the train from Chennai to Bombay. And there were 3 MBA students sitting in front of me. I never, you know, like on top of the world. They're the masters of everything. So I'm thinking they must, they ignored me. The train is going for, you know, 8-9 hours and I'm the same right opposite. They completely ignored me. I, you know, okay, you know, I was also quite young. So, maybe something else. After some time, I asked them, do you know what is the first word of Vedanta Sutra? They said, no, what is it? I said, therefore. And I asked him, have you ever seen a book which starts with therefore? If any book is starting with therefore, you close the book. What is it? You don't think you can. Apostle, therefore. You can say anything, what you mean? That is just Vedanta. You don't even know. Nobody has asked. Everybody says, Adasa Vrindam Siksha, Brahma Jignasa, let us therefore inquire into Brahma. Why do you say let us therefore? You say therefore let us inquire into Brahma and ask, why is he saying therefore? Because Veda Vyas is indicating, and Acharyas have written commentary on this, giving so many meanings, that you must come to a certain platform before you open my book. You must have conducted some inquiry and failed in life. You know what I mean? I've been married and I never found any happiness. Therefore, it doesn't. I mean, I didn't mean it only for men. We are living in a house and every day you are using, you switch on the light, light comes and you open the tap, water is coming and you keep on using it. But you should know how this arrangement was made, that the month end the bill comes. Water bill, electricity bill, and you ignore it. Another bill will come, double. This last month and this month. Ignore it, third time with a notice. you must immediately pay up, otherwise it will be disconnected. He is not, it will be disconnected. You understand? So, there is no way that, you know, every morning sun comes up, you open the window, sun has come up, wind is blowing, water is flowing, flowers are blooming, fruits are ripening, and you are just eating. But you have to pay. Bill is coming. That is the form of your duty. And if you don't perform it, this will be cut. That is Kali Yuga. So, he is asking that so many lifetimes he has simply tried to enjoy this material world without worrying who is supplying it. And he has not enjoyed, he has suffered. They are wondering why. Therefore, now this is the problem. How fantastic! Vedra Vyasa is simply filtering, he says. Same thing! Spiritual life is still there. Same thing he says. At the beginning, what did I say? Something he says, qualification. Something did I not say at the beginning? Ashtapati, Jayadeva Goswami. Yadi Hari Smaraniya Saraswami. Yes, you are. So Prabhupada has written his books without any condition, but still, he has put some conditions. You must follow that. Lord Chaitanya put conditions, few conditions. You must completely give up Mayavadi philosophy. Very difficult. Yesterday I was at a conference, I was not being a part of it. I mean, okay, I won't say it. Okay. Then I found a person who was supposed to be a, you know, great leader of Sri Vaishnava, but he said something that I was surprised with. So, you see, it is not so simple. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Lord Shiva has got his own loka because he has got the tendency to be a little separate from the Lord. Who are we? We're nobody. We should not think that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, at least I don't think so. You may all think I'm sorry, but I don't think that, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, you know, everything will be fine, I'll go back to Godhead. Because you're already in Godhead. Say, Sri Dhavi, this is in Brahma Samhita. The world is so created that there are so many gradations of planets, and in everywhere Krishna is present. And everywhere, according to your desire and degree of intensity to be with Krishna, you actually will be there. So, if you don't improve your actual, the quality of your wanting to be with Krishna, and then you are right now, what is the difference between being in this temple in Goloka? Nothing. Little better, because at least we won't be offending the pure devotees. Yeah. So, you know, so what is the point? This is why it's all said. So, Goloka is there for those who have got Krishna prema. In what way? Following in the footsteps of the gopis. Gopi bhava doesn't mean I should be in gopi. We ought to actually relish their love of Krishna. That is all everybody is doing in the material world. Why do they want to go and see a movie? They are wanting somebody A, B, hero, heroine. That's all. They are not able to dance to that thing. So you are watching hero, heroines dance, why not Radha Krishna? We don't have the brain. People don't have the brain. Therefore Krishna came and displayed his pastime so that people can get attracted. But we are not. So we have to ask why and not. So it is not a simple thing. Krishna consciousness. I'm just putting so many points. So we feel inside, when will I become Krishna conscious? We must feel that. That is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Okay, you may say, but it's Krishna consciousness. It's a very, very, you know, deep science. And the only way to get, so if you want to go back to Godhead, if you want to go back to Goloka, then we better pay the price first. It is not a cheap ride, it's not a free ride. It is not the case that such a person who has actually developed
a proper appreciation of the dealings of Krishna with his most advanced devotees in Goloka is going to whimsically ignore his material things. But it is not also the case that a person who is just engaging in mundane activities thinks that this is actually the same as being Krishna conscious. Both are not allowed. So we have to be self-critical. Nobody can actually make us self-critical. So I'm only trying to enable ourselves to become self-critical. So going back again to what are the original points from which I took a side leg, talking about matter, it's got different levels, then I was saying that. So we may think that I'm actually talking about the soul, but we may be talking about the body. Because subtle body, even gross body has got sensations. Subtle body has got feelings. So the different levels of the matter have to be described using different terminologies that are close to the way we describe a living entity. It doesn't matter, we don't say it's moving. But the body, we have to say it's moving, like car is moving. It's a higher language we have to use because it's a bigger machine. And the material body, Krishna himself, it's a very sophisticated machine. So false ego is a level of mind is a level of matter. When it functions, you have to say mind is thinking. You are not thinking through the mind. Not at all. Just like if I throw the tennis ball up, it is moving, I am sitting still and I can go in some other direction too. Please kindly do not think we all not Krishna consciousness. Involve this simply, you know. Poor regularly, so just talking us, not giving a farm again, you know. No. It's required Vasudevi, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Priyasitaha, Janayate, Asu, Jnana, Savairajya. We must get proper knowledge. It must come. If not, Prabhupada says there is something deficient in performing the devotional service. So we have got the samsara body diagram, right? And you will see a spot there, the right spot, correct? Across the different bodies. Isn't it? What does it represent? So that's what they think. But no, it also represents the subtle body. The subtle body also goes. And this gross body is changing, it's the same subtle body and it goes to another body. The subtle body also can be represented. But that light also represents the gross body. How many people know that? The philosophy is very deep. Therefore, Prabhupada says the word Atma requires denotes three things: soul, mind, and body. Depending on the person's consciousness, Prabhupada says that. I'll give you a separate class. How is it the gross body? Finally, it's changing. How can the gross body be conscious? Come on. This is a phenomenal body. It's a luminous body too. Therefore, Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, right? 7.4, I shall describe 7.3 or something. So I shall describe to you both nominal and luminal. He says the term not. What does luminal mean? Do you know? Then how you read Bhagavad Gita? We didn't even care to understand what is luminal. Do you know what is luminal? Did you ever wonder what it is? You wonder?
No, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, but the most important, first word and rest we don't understand. Again, and it's not my job to say we don't know, we know something, but we shouldn't be dissatisfied with it. We should become greedy, should know more, that's all I'm saying. And it is not the case that all this is unnecessary. That is nonsense. I mean, why is Bhagavatam there? If you simply say, simply chant and go back to Godhead, no, you are supposed to not. You are supposed to not commit the 10 offenses. And one of them is to, continue to have material desires even after, so many things. How are we going to overcome all that? Why is the Bhagavatam discussing about matter so many places? Second canto, third, Prabhupada writes in the second canto when Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Maharaj, how is the creation done?
Prabhupada says in the purport, there was only 7 days there, time was very limited. But Sukadeva Goswami did not say, Parikshit Maharaj did not say, please directly explain Krishna's pastime. Now the Sukadeva Goswami tell him, why are you asking about creation? There is no time, let him go to Dantikanta. No. So Prabhupada says, learned devotees understand that the Lord kissing the gopis in the Rasa dance and perform philosophical discussions about material world are both one and the same. Is there Prabhupada's quotation? Go to the other place and put Lord kissing Rasa dance, you get it. There's no question. Prabhupada is the same. In fact, we can say this is better, this discussion. Just like we know that whether Khichdi was offered to Lord Jagannath or Dappan Bhog is offered, they are all not right? But if you are not Samarkand, Khichdi is better than Dappan Bhog. They are same, but only for those who are very healthy. For me, Khichdi is better. So although Prabhupada says topics about Lord Khichdi in the Rasa dance and the material energy is same, we should know for us actually this is better. Because I can't digest that. There is no difference. Don't think that by this topic you will not understand Krishna better. No. There is no difference at all. You will understand. So, this Krishna consciousness is not. So I was saying that in Satyayuga also people are sinful. That is why Krishna appears. So there is no difference. They suffer one way, we suffer another way. So from a devotee's point of view, what is the big difference? But the big difference is that in Kali Yuga, the Lord chooses to descend as Lord Chaitanya because there are people who may never see human life. They are so low class, but Kali Yuga is so degraded that they can also be human beings because there is no difference between animals and human beings in Kali Yuga. And he can deliver them also. So the human body is very special. It's not meant for anything other than. So we have got the human body, therefore, Adato. We must know the difference between human body and other bodies. And we should not imagine that we understand what is the cow, how it is holy. No, I don't know how a cow is holy. That's why people are asking. I met one Komini from Iran. He was asking me, why do you Hindus worship the cow, animal? I don't know. Otherwise, why would Advaita Acharya, who is Mahavishnu himself, is telling, I can't preach, Krishna should come and deliver, and we are going to preach? Sorry, Prabhu, I've got a preaching program. You're so advanced, more than Advaita Acharya, you've got a preaching program. So you see, we must become more and more philosophically Nityananda. That's the natural progression of knowledge. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. We can even say Avidya Vinaya Sampanne. Vidya is very high. Krishna is assuming that already you know Avidya. But because the olden days before Kaliya, everybody knew that this world is Maya. We don't even know. We think Krishna is Maya now. The material world is so advanced now. They say, the scientists say, this world is real. Krishna is Maya. Once I gave one lecture somewhere, and somebody said at the end, he put his hand up, I said, what do you want? He said, God is a creation by man. I said, which man? I don't know. Suppose I said, radio was invented by Indians. You ask which Indian? I said, I don't know. That means you're nonsense. You're bluffing. So which man created God? Show me. Said, no. There's never a man who says that before me there was no concept of God, I only created. No, you're asking, you're cheating. Therefore, it's far more sober to think that God created man than he created God. They're fools. They don't have any logic. But they just, act big. So, the point is that Kali Yuga is nothing very special in one sense. You should understand, our program, no matter when we exist in which planet, is all nonsense. Therefore, Krishna said, Abrahma, Dona, Loke, Punaravartino, Arjuna. It's certified from Brahma's planet down. It is all Dukkhalaya. Dukkhalaya, you have to understand what it means. Because we have not actually understood what heavenly planets are. It is there in the Bhagavatam described in the heavenly planets. Mango is so big, 10 foot big mango with little seeds. And the mango falls down right, juice comes out. And so many mangoes fall down, there is a mango juice river. There in the Bhagavatam. There. Honey is flowing from 2-3 trees in such quantity, there is a river of honey. And the wind that goes through these rivers of mango juice and pomegranate juice, and you know, and they all come and it's so wonderful and fragrant. In the heavenly planet, they really have what we are trying to have, the people are trying to have here, sex without responsibility. No children. And just at the end, you know, they pick at one child and go, because it's not so many people are going to have these planets. If you notice. Prabhupada said, if you don't do anything in human life, you'll go to heavenly planets. But to go to hellish planets, he said you have to work very hard and people are doing it. Very difficult to go to hellish planets. They are doing it. They are so hard they are working to go to hellish planets. That's easy. Well, only he can see like that. What we can see. We don't have any thinking power. Prabhupada showed how to think, how to argue. One way. Everything. Therefore we actually feel, what if we get the juice? So, in the heavenly planets, the women are there, their bodies are fragrant up to 64 miles. That's so beautiful, everything is fantastic. And Krishna says, Dukkhalaya. What? I don't mind going to the heavenly planet. Yeah, of course we don't. So we're going and coming. But many are not even going there, you see. So, we have to get, our consciousness has to be something else. If it is like that, then we can know all this. But by knowing these things, you cannot actually get to the consciousness. That's not possible. Somebody recently was saying, no, my point, and he gave an example. I said, listen, if you know the truth, you can give an example. But by example, you cannot know the truth. Not possible. So if you know the truth, so we must understand, if I know the truth, I can preach it. The truth, I cannot know the truth. But if we do humbly in whatever level we do, it will have its effect. But we must know. And we must like, we must want to become better. So in this Kali Yuga, there is no question of actually, you know, people following rules and regulations. Atma Ramasya Muniyo. Nirgrantha abhi urukame. Nirgrantha means there are people without religion. There are two kinds of people without religion, Davadus and the Kalinga people. And both can be attacked by the Lord. And this Lord's pastimes are being presented. Who is the Lord? It's not so easy to understand who is Krishna. No! When you begin to understand who is Krishna, and Krishna reveals it in the heart because you have done service, when your senses are saturated with devotional service, then Krishna responds, then you will understand, oh, I never knew who is Krishna. Yeah, you can feel that, oh, amazing. So this dharma is the actual, that is why Krishna says, sarva dharma paricitya mam ekam sarvam. In the beginning he said, I am coming to establish dharma. Why? Because Sarai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radokshate. Because Bhagavatam begins where Krishna ends. The real dharma, he says, Ahituki Aprati Hataya Atma Sutra. Uninterrupted devotional service. Uninterrupted. Otherwise you cannot get the result. Here one gallon, one liter of milk, how long does it take to heat it? Huh? Yeah, how many minutes?
5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes. Well, in one lesson of me, you put it 5 to 10 minutes. But provided you have the heat on the high burner, suppose you put it on low heat for 2 minutes, close, come back after half hour, again put it 2 minutes and close, how long will it take? Never. Therefore, standing will lead results only when it is up to the devotional service will be uninterrupted. Sunday, it came and again, next Sunday. We must become self-critical. It's not my job to say you are not this job. We should become dissatisfied with ourselves, then Krishna will be satisfied. We are satisfied with that. He says that, you know, Abhishek Sudhudacharo Vante Ma Mananyabha. Krishna says, even if somebody is a Durasa, if he is actually Ananyabha, then you must consider him sadhu. So in the Krishna Chakravarti comics, he said, Arjuna got a doubt. He said, already people have got, they try to give bad name for you, saying you dance with somebody else twice and all that. Now why are you saying this, that even if somebody is Durachar, if he's a devotee, they will say, like master, like servant, can he please change the sloka? He said, no, dangerous, he said. You are asking me to tell to somebody, no. Why are you saying, I'm just Durachar? So he describes, Vishnu Sarvishwara, says, see, there is a difference between a papi and a devotee. The papi, when he comes in front of me, he has got money and he thinks that I better give to the local temple than I will be somebody great, then he comes. So such a person when he comes in front of me, he is always thinking about whatever he has done for me. And I am always thinking about whatever he has not done for me. But a devotee, he says, when he comes, even though he is doing so much for me, he is always thinking, oh, I am a sinful man, I have not done this, I have not done that. And I cannot but think of all the things he has done for me. Therefore, I consider him a sadhu. So, see, a devotee's mood is Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, the game. So, it is not possible to know. But so, but we must practice. The more we practice, the more we will understand. Coming, sir, I remember when I first joined in Detroit Temple, I don't know, and then, some years later we opened the temple. It was from a major deal, big, big, nice temple. It was Amrish was there, and he called, all the people, and, all top guys were there. All the top businessmen were, somebody said, I'm the chairman of Procter & Gamble, and this and that. We were all, running around a long time ago. So then, what happened that day evening, two nice things happened. One thing is that, 10, 12, I don't know where the signal will come from, but 10, you may say I'm interrupted, but that's not for your class, for the rest of the So, one in the evening, one Indian came, very tall, elderly, 65 something. He just came, we were coming and looking at the temple. The program was all over, and then we had gone to take mass. I was still around the temple, evening, 5 o'clock. Indian. In those days, very few Indians came. So, I knew, finally I sized him up. So, I was waiting for him to speak. And he said, I never ate meat in my life. He was saying all these Americans, they were putting on salad, the devotees, yes, they must have all eaten meat, and I know it. So, I'm better than that. So I told him that, did you ever do pickpocketing? He said, no. I said, did you ever murder people? No. So why don't you go and tell people, I never pickpocketed. I never murdered people. People will say, that's all expected, but what are you doing? That's important. You didn't do that, expected. So you can't go to Vaikuntha and say,
I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And I said, that's all expected. What are we doing? What bhakti are we doing for Krishna? Therefore, there are four levels. The highest level is that someone is perfectly situated in bhakti and is completely free of sin. Another guy who is fully sinful and not at all doing any bhakti. Above them, there are two guys. One who is very sinless in the material world but doesn't do bhakti. Another is one who is doing bhakti but sinful. All that Krishna is saying is that that guy is higher than us. A guy who is doing bhakti and is sinful is higher than one who is actually following all religious practices better than a bhakti. That's all it means for the material world. Therefore, he says, Chipram Bhavati Dharmatma, because if he continues that, he will become purified. Whereas if you continue your religion, you will never come to bhakti. So the process of bhakti is something great. And it is not that we should do that only when it is Kali Yuga. Sorry, this is Dwapara Yuga, I know we don't have to do bhakti. No. Any yuga. I remember when I first came to Bombay years and years ago, on one side, there was just one Siddhivinayaka temple where apparently if you go every Tuesday for 1 month, something will happen. People go every Tuesday. So one day I told one man, we're going downtown, we can stop by at Siddhivinayaka temple. He said, no, we can't go today, it's Wednesday. No, he said we cannot go to the temple on Monday. This is called Karma Kandiya. He thinks that you should go to visit the temple only on a Tuesday, not on Wednesday. Because they think if you go on Tuesday, every Tuesday you get some results. You see? So, dharma is, in Kali Yuga, everybody, Parabrahmani says, is either Milecha or Bhagavat. Milecha or Bhagavat, nothing in between. So when you become a Bhagavat, you already become a Brahmana if you have become Bhagavat. Not otherwise. That is our main process. That is the process by which we actually become like in Kali Yuga, as a process of chanting. So, Dharma is saying this thing. I'll continue, but I just thought I'll fix about many things that are consumed, atato, consumed here, therefore. So, Bhagavatam is the result, he said, there's much lana for. Condition is put for Bhagavatam also, right in the beginning. Same thing in Prabhatam. The opening book, verse you will see, they say, Kurapattu Nindu Lire, Engal Kuruvil, Pooza Vattom. Is that? Very first page. That if you are actually working for money, then please don't call yourself a Bhagavat. Don't come here. You are not allowed to know. So, condition in Prabhupada. That is the definition of a Brahmana, one who actually doesn't work for his food. No one. He just goes on doing his job, teaching, patan patan, yajan yajan, and he doesn't talk Krishna with others. We cannot think that this is. It was said, yesterday only somebody was saying that story of Lord Chaitanya, Leela, with who it is, I forget, one of his very confidential associates, very big name associates. Right? He was, who was saying that? Who was there? Were you there? Was the Krishna yesterday when that Krishna was there during lunchtime? Somebody was, I forget the name. So, something like Gadadhar, not Gadadhar, Swami, confidential associate of the Lord. One day the Lord, after the prasadam, he said, can I have some amalaki? And he immediately went and begged and got about 4 amalakis and gave one to Lord Chaitanya and kept the rest in his thing. Lord Chaitanya, next day again, Lord Chaitanya, can I have some amalaki? And he gave one. He said, yesterday you took half an hour, today immediately you are giving. He said, no, yesterday something was left, I saved for today. Oh, he said, then you better. If you don't depend on Krishna, when you are planning for your food, then what is the name? I'm not qualified to receive something. You can get the gentleman. High standards was not Chaitanya. So what is Ananda? Is he going as like a corporation lorry or going wherever there is? There is no one particular thing, but the point is that bhakti is our bhakti must be unconditional, but Krishna's bhakti is very conditional. Yeah, it's not, but we are doing the opposite way. We say, I will do unconditional, no, Krishna should unconditionally do something, whatever I think. Krishna says, no, he is also, yetanam pradatyante tantrataya bhajama. That's why we surrender accordingly. Because the whole reward is what? Me. Swasya Patra, he is giving himself. So, he says, I can give myself to you only to the extent you want me. So please, so that is the whole thing. So although we can just launch into a great discussion about how this Kaliga and everybody is a fool, except me. It is better to think everybody is wonderful except, me, I am a fool. But, so then when we actually come to the point, we can actually go and tell everybody, give Prabhupada's books and say, please take it, because if you don't read these books, your life will be a waste. You should know that. So, two more stories, Father. Is it okay? Oh, okay. So that evening, that fellow was like that, so proud, right? Then after that, it's a real story. About 7 o'clock, 6:30, because it was already in the papers and all, the Ford Mansion was being declared open. One bus came, right? Probably there was the first tourist bus that came to the Fisher Mansion, that's why. And because it was on the opening day. And the whole bus was full of very old couples, 70, 80 years old, who all had some physical disabilities, polio. Or I don't know, at least this couple had, there were only old couples, let us say like that. So one Polish couple came, they were about 70, 80 years old. They both had polio and they had this, the shoes attached to their legs. So at the entrance somebody told them, and I was standing there little away, and that you can't go in with your shoes. So this old lady, Polish couple, and this old man, I don't go in there. And they put a chair for him and he sat outside the door. And this old lady, she was about 75 years old, she removed her shoes. I was watching, wow. So and she went in. And this is a real story, yeah? And she went in. And she didn't come out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I said, what happened? And then I kind of tried to. And then finally she somehow came back, touching the wall, and she came back. And she came out, and then she said, oh, this is, this is only for me to see. Prabhupada said that there are even materially living entities who eat with their feet. No, not Prabhupada. Trees. A tree eats by its roots, its leg. So Prabhupada said, if a tree can eat with its leg, why can't Krishna eat with his eyes? Now, Prabhupada did not just give the cobbler story, who said, if Krishna can put a big banyan tree inside a seed, why not he send the elephant to him? He himself was Krishna conscious like that. So he could give another example. That's the difference. So I was just remembering that. So I may suppose only see something. He helped me out.
Oh, I thought this was
the medicine from my city. Anyway, so what happened was she came out. And she said, oh Jin, she said, you should remove your shoes and go in because I saw the most beautiful person inside. You have to see him. I went, wow. I mean, that means she actually had darshan of Krishna. Krishna is a perfect. She is coming, at that old age, 75 years old, and and she removed her polio shoes and went inside. And Krishna obviously said, she saw Krishna, and there's no other doubt. There's no other, how did she come outside and say, I saw the most beautiful, and she didn't say, I saw a brilliant statue. No, she said, I found more beautiful person. Once one devotee actually told me, Master Devotee, that in the beginning he was a hippie and he used to go to the temple, in the temple or something. And he said, the first 2-3 weeks, I thought it was just altar decorated with a lot of flowers. Only the 4th week I saw in between those flowers there were 2 persons. But I didn't even see Radhakrishna, but he first I thought they like to just decorate altar. Pashyan api na pashyati. That was that devotee was actually just joking and not that. But I'm saying, this happened. The real story. Amazing, isn't it? Anything. Amazing. No? Must be new. But, do you find it amazing? Yes! Miracles are going on all the time. We may say Kali Yuga, but actually Krishna, devotees are there, maybe which way or another. They never get phone calls from him.
I forgot to.
He must be thinking from him. 10:25, what class you are doing? Did he stop you? He's coming anyway. So, I remember the first time I came from Detroit Temple after a few years, I came to India. I think it was 1982. When I came to Chennai. That time when I came, the Chennai temple, there was practically no Tamil devotees. It's only Tamil devotees. I always say, in those days, I used to say that we are not like other movements. The other movements, even Hindus have temples in America, but only Hindus will be pujaris. But Prabhupada created temples such that if you go to America, Americans will be pujaris. If you go to England, British people will be pujaris. If you go to China, Chinese people are pujaris. He didn't make it. And if you come to Chennai, you will see Italians are pujaris. Except for India. Count the number of Indian devotees in my time. So, when I came, that day they had decided all over the world, the local temples will go to the local Russian consulate and protest about the Siberian. Cancer, the devotee being placed there. So it was a very important thing. And that day morning, Srinathji, I don't know how many people know Srinathji, so NDPSI, your evolution video is there. He had come to Chennai and he gave the Bhagavad Gita. And after the class, he produced a small Bhagavad Gita. In Russian. That was the first batch printed. I was telling you, Maharaji, that I may have been the first person to distribute the first Russian book. So what happened is he gave it and he gave it to the temple president. And he left. So there was a petition was to be given. So we all went with Indian place numbers and Italian pujaris. And the thing was that they said, you go inside, I just then come. You are Tamil fellow, so you go in Indian and you give the petition. To be from India. I said, okay, then we went. And we went to this Russian consulate in Chennai. It was in a street corner, it's a cul-de-sac, dead end street. In the corner, it was like, a spy movie, no windows, nothing. The building was there, there was only one door, it was closed. And the policeman came and said, it has been already announced we were going to come. They said, only one person is allowed to go inside, and he can get the petition. So, the temple gave me the pocket Gita. He said, just put it in your Russian Gita, put it in your pocket. I put it, I don't know, okay. Yeah. So I went. And I went inside, and they asked me to sit in the sofa. I was sitting. After some time, one man came, big Russian, 6 feet wide, and he came and said, have you brought the petition? He said, yes, in Russian, kind of fashion, he said, come with me. And I went to him and said, finally, there was one room, it's the consul general. And he went inside the room, he was the consul general. So I went inside. This is a real story. So I went and he said, sit down. And I was preparing myself to make a big speech about this and, petition I was having. And he said, have you brought the petition? I said, yes. Okay, give it to me. He said, nobody's going to read this. He said, I'll send it to Moscow in diplomatic pouch. Nobody will make it, nothing will happen. He said, and then he looked here and there. And he said, but I want to ask you one question. I said, what is it? Have you got a Bhagavad Gita? I said, yeah. And he said, you know, I'm a conscience engineer for 3 years. Today is my last day. And I've never been able to get a Bhagavad Gita because the KGB is always going with me. And you know, in those days, in Russian things cannot get Bhagavad Gita. So last night I was praying to God all night that somehow I should get a Bhagavad Gita before I leave because I've heard so much about that book. And he brought, and I'm thinking, wow. And I said, not only I have it in Russian. And he shook my hand so much, I was very young, I'm my I don't know what happened to him. But imagine, we don't know who is who. Who is actually waiting for Prabhupada's books where? So Krishna knows, and this is something amazing. So let us distribute Bhagavatam's coming to say, distribute Prabhupada's book, and at the same time also take some time to read it and understand it, and read it not in English. Any questions or comments?
In one of the theories, like life comes from matter, later on
No, ask questions only about the class.
No, okay.
Don't ask something about science and all and get me going. Okay. I have not spoken on that. No, wait. Is it connected to the class? You can still ask. It's not.
If
it is connected, you can ask. No problem. I'm just saying, suddenly don't ask me something about what is your approach to quantum theory or something like that.
Not that one of the theories is life comes from matter, right from this evolution theory is there. So what in 1970s Prabhupada have said like another 50 years this Darwin's theory will be declared. So do we see some possibility of that in 2020?
That is not connected to the class directly, but I'll come to that later. I'll answer that question at the end.
He told how to understand matter. Constantly keep emphasizing that. But in proper book, it's clear. But not described in the way you emphasize it. How do I...
This is a good question. His question is...
Like,
I understood.
If proper is not emphasizing the way you are emphasizing it.
He is saying that in the class he emphasized about the necessity to know matter, but I don't see proper emphasizing it the way you emphasize it. Which means you have not read proper, so that's all it means. You have Krishna consciousness and topmost yoga system? Book is there? Give it to me. Just read that. No, it only means, I'm sorry to say, either you have not read it or you have read it in English. Everywhere. See, just like what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, that I shall now tell you that by which nothing remains unknown. Right? The first thing it describes is Bhumi Rapu Arulo Vali Kamano Buddhi Revacha. You can't say that's not important. You have to understand that first. After that only spirit is there. There is one room conversation of Prabhupada, and I didn't bring my laptop. It's full of mail and quotes are there just for this kind of point. Wait, I'm not finished. So Prabhupada, one conversation, and I really wish I had that here. It would be mind-blowing. There's a conversation with Jayatinandan Swami, way back in the early days. And he's saying that
of course, you know, we have to tell people we are not the body, we are spirit. That's all right. That's for the general public. That's not, you cannot make a distinction between what matter and spirit. And he says, no? The person says, no. So for the public, we say this is matter, this is spirit. But in fact, we cannot make a distinction. That's a direct quote of Prabhupada. Let the book come, Krishna consciousness talk, and you'll get a good shot. In other words, is it there? The book. Anyway, so it is not at all true. I told you that Prabhupada said everywhere. It is amazing. If I tell you what is the Prabhupada's book about matter, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You just don't know. Did you know that the gross body is different from this? It is right there in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why do you say Prabhupada is not said? Go on, find out. Without that, there is no way we can learn philosophy. Why do we say this thing that Prabhupada never said it? That is unfortunate. We have put our own conceptions, whatever we have understood. In the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that you understanding prakriti, kala, all the five categories is essential. Entail means essential. Now, make sure the microphone works. I will listen here. Come on. Come on. I'm not going to get away with that. No, Krishna consciousness, Tapmos Yoga, this is what? This is a different question or what? Not yet. Yes, this is a few pages later. Now, you have to read from this book, okay? So now, you have to read, and you should say stop, and I say stop. And afterwards I say read a few words, and then you should stop. You shouldn't be suspense is coming, right? start reading from here. What? Yes. Those are different versions. You read from here, right? And afterwards, you read only up to this. Afterwards, you stop here. When I say read again, don't read the full sentence, read from here. So, read from here to here and stop. Read clearly and loudly.
Krishna says that out of many millions of people, one may understand him. But by chanting of this Hare Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, chanting and dancing, you can understand Krishna within a very short time.
Read that again, slowly. Everybody follow? Prabhupada says it's very difficult to know Krishna. By chanting and dancing, we can know Krishna in a very short time. He never said by chanting and dancing, you know, we have to learn matter. Isn't it? This is what you are saying. This is what Prabhupada is emphasizing, isn't it? So, see. So, I didn't only read that much. So, repeat it so that we are very clear.
Knowledge begins not from.
That's the part I mean, I said.
Krishna says that out of many millions of people, one may understand him. But by chanting of this Hare Krishna, as explained by Lord Chaitanya, chanting and dancing, you can understand Krishna within a very short time. Right?
Clear. Now only read that second portion next.
Knowledge begins not from Krishna.
How do you like that? Knowledge?
Begins not from Krishna.
Is that separating or not? Separating or not? Prabhupada says just by chanting you can know Krishna within a short time. Then he says knowledge begins? From where then? It begins from what? About understanding what is table and chair? That doesn't make sense. So please now the next sentence, the fourth sentence, beginning from knowledge begins.
Knowledge begins not from Krishna, but from things which we are accustomed to see every day.
So by chanting and dancing, you will know Krishna, but you won't directly know Krishna first. You will know what? Things we are accustomed to? Like what? Table, chair, and these are made of what? How many elements? So read the next paragraph.
Land is grass. If you touch it, you can feel its hardness. But as soon as the land becomes still finer, it is water. And the touch is soft. And then again, from water to fire, still finer.
Five elements.
After fire or electricity, the air is still finer.
Why is Prabhupada talking about electricity? Now, I hope he doesn't talk about electronics. Go on.
And after air, the sky, ether is finer still. Beyond ether, the mind is still finer. And beyond the mind, intelligence is still finer. And if you go beyond intelligence to understand the soul, it is finer still. From these elements, people have discovered so many sciences. There are many scientists, for example, who are soil experts. They can say, by analyzing a particular type of earth, what kind of minerals are there.
Why is Prabhupada, he said, start chanting and dancing? Why is he talking about biology, minerals, earth, water, fire, air? Prabhupada never speaks like that. Maybe somebody else spoke it. Go on.
Somebody seeks out silver, somebody seeks out gold, somebody seeks out maida. This is knowledge of grasping the earth.
And that's what Prabhupada says, you will understand. When you chant them, there are not. Then, we have the eyes to see everywhere. It's like you start from first Bhagavad, second Bhagavad, everywhere Prabhupada. We are just seeing the first few lines and forgetting the rest. No. Are you seeing this? You see the Prabhupada looks? Isn't this very surprising? Yes? Prabhupada says, chanting and dancing can know Krishna, and you think like that's it, you know Krishna. Then Prabhupada says, knowledge begins not from Krishna. It comes from understanding things that we are accustomed to see every day. That's what I said. If you see simply cars and trees, they're not Krishna conscious. We have to learn to see them. How to see the five elements is a science. That's what we are doing to answer your question. It is something onion. I have to use this on another side of your class. Not enough.
Any problem?
I don't think it's okay. Thank you very much. So if you really carefully study, see the point is you cannot see these things. I cannot see also. That's what I'm saying. Prabhupada, you will see this thing. Krishna and Prabhupada will make you understand this book. So don't think it's just a simple book and we can read, we can understand. So Prabhupada once gave the example that one Calcutta author wrote a book on who is the father of Aurangzeb? Humayun?
Shah Jahan.
He wrote a book on Shah Jahan, but the whole book was about Aurangzeb, who imprisoned him. Anybody remembers this example of Prabhupada? And then they asked the author, why have you written a book on Aurangzeb and said it's the life story of Shah Jahan? He said, no, Shah Jahan in the Krishna was only thinking about Aurangzeb. Therefore, I am only describing Shahjahan, not Aurangzeb. But that's what you are thinking. The Prabhupada says only author knows what they are. So, Einstein has written a book today. If you want to understand, he cannot explain. He would be maybe a mosquito. Maybe intelligent mosquito, same kind of mosquito. But he's not, he can no longer talk about theory of nature. But Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita, and we have doubts he can describe it in the heart. Similarly, Prabhupada is not a material author. So, we must have continued realization. You know what I'm saying? I myself did not know such things. I was working in this science for a long time. Then at one point I understood that this matter is very important. And one day I was thinking, how can I say this? This type of questions will come, you know? Really, I was thinking like that one day. In Nimpurnaun, I was there some years ago. I didn't see this before 6-7 years ago. And I was really worrying that day. And I'm doing all this work in science. Prabhupada, already they are criticizing me, saying, well, Mad gap, yes, you know, studying only science now. Now if I start presenting this, what will happen? They will throw stones at me. At least if they throw some samosas, it's fine. So what will happen in this thing? Then, next day, morning I was going to go to take a train to go to Delhi. And I asked Vaishnava Prabhu to give me some small books, because I always travel with some books where I can distribute. I used to be a book distributor in Delhi, straight full-time distributor. So, I love distribution purpose. So, I was just, you know, keeping me. Send me some small books. He sent a bunch. And in the day, whenever I go on train, I just get in. I used to have actually in the olden days 60, 70 books, and I just distribute it to everybody. Then go on and teach to everyone, you know, and try to sell. Because the train goes for one day or something. Yeah. I cut. This book was on top, it was sleeping. I said, let me take it. And I opened it, this page came. And I read this, and I went, wow, I remember people sitting up. So Prabhupada was saying, you are doing work under my guidance, and don't worry about it. It's all there in my book. And so I started with Prabhupada showing so many purports like that. You understand what I'm saying? So Prabhupada said, everything is in my book. That doesn't mean it is just our imagination. I have written everything, it is imaginary. No. It's there, he alone will explain, and by serving, the ISKCON is meant that we serve in the association of devotees so that Krishna and Prabhupada can actually help. See what I mean? So we should never think that we have understood Prabhupada. You say Prabhupada's book, don't say, how? Because we think we have understood. From this comes this idea that Prabhupada says, oh, Prabhupada religion, fundamental, simple things, for advanced things, we have to go elsewhere. You see, all this dangerous to Prabhupada's books are unlimited, but we cannot see them until he wants us to see them. It's a fact. Just like it is said that in this yuga, all the Vedic literatures are only facing Lord Chaitanya. But nobody else. But the author says that we cannot know it unless God became the favors. No, it is there. Are you following? I'll just give one more example. That one in one class, Prabhupada talks about that Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Krishna, Bhakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. What is that? Shunvatam Swagata Krishna. Prabhupada is giving a class. And Prabhupada is not like me, making sure that, look, I made a good point. Did you all notice that? You know, see how nice a class I gave? I made a brilliant. It's not like that. Of course, I tried to avoid it. You know, we are mental conditioned people. We are not. Prabhupada is speaking very slow, so we may think like he's saying nothing. But he, you know, so I think, so, Prabhupada, Shokata Krishna, Shokata means Bhagavad Gita. So first Prabhupada said, so Swagata means Srila Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Krishna himself, and he has given all the Vedic literatures. Since he has himself compiled them, Swagata means all the Vedic literatures. Then he said, but Krishna also came from the Bhagavad Gita, therefore Swagata also means Bhagavad Gita, because he has spoken it himself. And And I'm summarizing, proper goes so slowly, you'll never realize the proper is meaning many different meanings of the Prabhupada. It's just going like that. Prabhupada is so, you know, and he's saying, he's saturated with Krishna consciousness, you know. And he said, of course, Swa means also pure devotees of the Lord. The Lord is never alone. So Swakata also means Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is about Krishna and his devotees. And he said, of course, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So Swakata also means Chaitanya Chaitanya. And what is everything that Prabhupada has sent for? Did he ever hear Prabhupada? Prabhupada's master. There is nothing that Prabhupada doesn't speak. We don't have ears to hear, eyes to see, brain to understand. What can we do? Not only anything. Limitless. Prachakanya said, every sloka of Bhagavad Bhagavatam has infinite meaning. Every word has infinite meaning. Every syllable has got infinite meaning. It is the same for sloka. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Prabhupada ki, Ananta Kosha Vaishnavanda ki, Bodh Premanande,
Bodh Premanande ki.